So welcome to the Soccer Nomad Podcast. I'm your host, Austin Long. And today I'm joined by Brenda and Brandon from the Atlanta Blues. So we're going to talk a little Chelsea Football Club. So how are things?
Good.
Good, yeah. We just watched Chelsea-West Ham. A little end-of-the-game controversy, penalty kick, equalizer for the Blues. So how would you guys evaluate this season?
Change.
Okay.
Good way to put it.
Yeah. Things have not gone as well. Transition. So as a United fan, I can totally relate to that. I mean, obviously you had the slow start to the league, but how do you feel? You know, you're out both cups. If you had to give it a grade, what would you give it?
Well, after winning the Capital One Cup last year, winning the league, having the best manager in the world, we've gone 180 degrees. And we've lost the best manager in the world, and all of our players are just, even with hitting coming, you can see that they're just not playing.
Okay.
They are not the same players that we saw last year.
Right.
And it's just shocking.
Okay.
Disappointing. Yes. Not shocking, disappointing to see have that much talent go to waste.
Yes. And as you could see at Everton, I was actually at the Everton game, and Everton were not that great. And we were done by them.
Okay. So let's go. Let's move on to the Atlanta Blues. We're at Meehan's Buckhead, where you guys meet. So talk about the group, how the group was formed, typical game day experience, that sort of thing.
Okay. Well, we formed about a year ago. And I moved here to Atlanta July 2011. And when I got here, there wasn't actually a group that met here. And I originally found an Indian kid on the Chelsea fan cast, and we started going to the brew house, and that's where I met Jason, who can't be here today. And then we started going to the brew house together, and then we moved over to Fado's, and that's where we met Brandon. Then last year it became, you know, aware to us that some of the other supporter groups here were in fact official and were doing things, so we decided to become official. And at that point we decided to bring out Paul Cannibal, and it was Jason's idea to get him involved in the Atlanta Champions League, which is a part of the Soccer in the Streets. And that's what we did. We wanted to be involved in, you know, community, and you know, just not sit in the pub and watch games.
Right. So that brings up several interesting things. One is you got official status, is that correct?
Yes, we have been an official supporters club since May of last year.
Okay. And then Paul Cannibal came over last year for the Atlanta Champions League. Like you mentioned, your website has a nice post about his experience there, and then he's coming back again this year.
Right.
So that sort of leads into the Atlanta Champions League, involving the community.
Well,
so talk about
that. Well, Paul is a perfect fit for Soccer in the Streets. He was the first black player to ever play for Chelsea. And the first time that he ever played for Chelsea, when he made his debut, he went on the pitch and he was absolutely racially abused by his own fans. I mean, it was shocking. It was in the early 80s, and that's how it was in England at that time. And he couldn't believe it, and it was awful. You know, he took, you know, he was one of the people that made the change.
You can see, like, from when he started, but by the time he actually made a mark, you could actually see the difference of the fans, though. I mean, I will say that. The fans accepted him. I mean, they were hesitant at first, but they accepted him. And if you read his book, you'll see the changes and whatnot.
Yeah. I had so Jason Longshore from Soccer in the Streets came on, and we talked about the Atlanta Champions League. And he talked about how Paul stayed and shared his sort of life story with some of the kids. And Jason found that really moving, and that he was able to impart some of the struggles that he faced in soccer. So that's... So yeah, Soccer in the Streets is a great charity, is a great organization. So I'm really looking forward. So I'm playing this year, so I'm looking forward to playing against them.
That's awesome.
So we'll see how that goes. Hopefully I won't be embarrassed too much. So what else is going on with the club? Any events coming up? I know that the International Champions Cup thing, sort of hush hush, is not official, but sort of talk about what maybe what's happening in the next 6 to 12 months for the club.
Well, supposedly there is a summer tour coming out, and we can't really talk about it, but there is going to be 3 games this summer, and we will have tickets to those games. We're also organizing a trip next summer. We're also working on getting a True Blue membership. So we will be offering next year for our members True Blue membership, and we're going to organize a trip to the bridge. I think a lot of young Americans are intimidated about going over to the UK. A lot of the Chelsea fans, they're very young, they're college students. They only became fans in 2012 when we won our first Champions League. And, you know, the price of the airfare, hotel fare, tickets. So we're going to do a group thing, go as a group, and try and get discount on hotels, get people to share rooms, and go as a group, and make it easier for everybody. And then do something together where we could go and see some other games, grassroots football, and then, you know, get them to see London, because London is a big, beautiful city. It's full of beautiful museums, they're all free, and do some other stuff as well.
So talk real quickly about, you know, sort of what you guys do on the game day with the scarves and the raffle, and then what True Blue membership means.
Well, to be a True Blue membership means that you have access to tickets to Chelsea. It doesn't guarantee you a ticket to Chelsea Football Club. It just means that you can apply to Chelsea to get a ticket on a match day. So, and we will go as a group. And on match days here, we meet at Buckheads for all matches, home and away. And we do meet during the week. You know, we try to people can get off work. Well, next year we won't have Champions League games.
Don't worry about that too much.
but we will be here for the Capital One Cup and the FA Cup. But we're here, and you know, we're trying to build an atmosphere. We sing. We do have raffles. Right now we've had raffles because we're collecting money to pay for Cannons. We have to pay for his expenses. His expenses, which include his fees, his airfare. This year we've been lucky. We've collaborated with other cities, and we've done a US tour. He's coming to Boston, Atlanta, Dallas, and Houston, so which has helped us cut down on expenses.
Yeah.
Today we had a free raffle.
Okay.
And I was very lucky. I went last week when I was at the Everton game. There were 6,000 Chelsea fans traveled up from London to Everton, and Chelsea Football Club very nicely gave out 6,000 scarves to all the 6,000 traveling fans. So I give out a free scarf, and I give out a free Champions League program for the PSG. And I also give out the CFC UK fanzine program, which is a magazine which is done by the fans. So I just give it as a free raffle.
You just got back from England. Why don't you talk about the game you went to real quick?
Well, I was not very lucky this time round.
Last year, I think she was 3 for 3.
Yes. Well, in the past, I've always won. This year, my first game I went to at the Bridge was Stoke. And
enough said.
Yes. And obviously we weren't very lucky, we drew. And then the second game I went to was the PSG game, and we all know what happened there. And we are now out of the Champions League game, so next year there will be no Champions League game at the Bridge, and I'm not sure if we supposedly we're supposed to be moving, which I'm not sure if we will or not. And I might have very well have seen the last Champions League game at the old Stamford Bridge.
Okay.
But who knows? And then at Everton, as you know, I got to see us being kicked out of the FA Cup.
Yeah. But you posted some great pics on the Chelsea Facebook page. So people who are interested in seeing that, it's just, I mean, you took some great pics. I mean, you got the game day pics, the sort of post game one where you held up your Atlanta Blues flag at Goodison Park. That's pretty cool. You know, it's like those are nice memories that I think that that'll last forever, regardless of the results.
Right, and it's always, you know, either whether you win or lose, it's always a great match day experience. You know, I got to travel up on the train. I went with my brother, and we went up there on the Chelsea train. And, you know, Chelsea are very, very good. We went up there on the train. They charged £10 round trip from Euston, and we went all the way up to Liverpool. And, I mean, it's a great price.
Right. So Atlanta Blues, so why don't you, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, why don't you plug those real quick?
Okay, we're on the atlantablues.com is our website, and Twitter is ATLBlues. We're also on Instagram is ATLBlues.
Okay.
And Facebook is
just search Atlanta Blues.
The Atlanta Blues of Chelsea FC. And
we have a banner at Stamford Bridge.
We are going to be having.
If you go to the bridge, you'll see a banner hanging up starting next season.
Yeah, starting in the new season, the club are going to be putting up a banner. Atlanta Blues will be put up at the bridge.
Now, is it the one that you put up here, or
no,
is it like similar? Or?
It's different.
Okay.
It's going to be a white banner. I'll post a picture of it up.
Very good. So you guys are big fans. Brandon, you and I during the halftime talked about kits. I just posted something on the Soccer Nomad blog, soccernomad.wordpress.com, shameless plug. I did a post about sort of the worst Chelsea kits of the Premier League era. You conveniently wore the yellow and blue one from the mid-90s, sort of the Coors, Gianfranco Zola era. So why don't you guys talk about how you found the club and sort of favorite memories and that sort of thing.
Well, I found them back in high school. It's when we won the FA Cup. I was actually playing my sophomore year in high school. And at that time, Chelsea weren't Man United. They weren't Arsenal. They were just a solid team of not spending a ton of money, just a solid team. And I was like, nice, I support them. And then years went by, started catching back up with soccer, and one of my good friends online was actually from West London, big Chelsea fan. He got me back into him, and I've been a fan ever since. So, yeah.
All right. That's... And Brenda?
Well, my dad was Chelsea. My parents are actually both Irish, and my dad was working in London, and he asked his workmate, what football team should I support? And he was told Chelsea. So that was it. He started supporting them. My brother started supporting him. I used to go when I was a kid with my brother. And one of my famous ever things to do was I went to a Watford game with my brother when we were banned. And my mother actually dropped us off there. And so many Chelsea fans showed up that the police let us in. I can't even remember who won or whether the game was great or not, but I just remember being there that it was great to get in. That we were in there. The police, just so many of us showed up that we got in.
Awesome. So who you guys, maybe, what's your favorite game or favorite player or what really sticks in the mind?
The Champions League victory against, who was it?
Bayern Munich.
Bayern Munich, yeah, in 2012. I actually signed up for Warrior Dash months ahead, thinking we're never going to make it that far. And when did my Warrior Dash race up in North Georgia? By the time I made it home, I had set my DVR to record it, and I didn't add enough. I did the 120 minutes extra or whatever it was, but I missed the PKs. And I was in the car knowing I was going to miss it, so just checking the score as I was driving. I had my girlfriend at the time checking the score, checking every PK, and that was probably the most memorable. That in the Liverpool 4-4 Champions League game, was it 7 years ago, I think, when we went away on just away goal. That's how we managed to win. So, yeah, that's probably mine. Those are my two favorite.
My favorite games, I have loads of them. Too many to mention. Beating Liverpool back in the 80s in the FA Cup
She was at the Barcelona game that week.
Oh yes. Oh, that was yeah. the best away game ever.
Is that the Fernando Torres?
Yes. I was at that game.
Wow.
I mean, it was amazing. You're up so high, you can't even see anything.
Right.
People had to phone home to find out what was going on the pitch. Nobody knew why John Terry got sent off. The atmosphere was unreal. But as far as I'm concerned, Fernando Torres was worth 50 million.
He was.
Yes.
So for me, the first memory I have of Chelsea is, so I started, for me, I really became a United fan in 96 when Cantona scored against Liverpool in the FA Cup. That's sort of my moment. But I remember my friend told me about the 94 FA Cup final, 4-0. I didn't see the game. I mean, I've only seen the highlights and whatever. So then I knew that there was this team called Chelsea. And what really crystallized it for me is when Vialli went from Juventus to Chelsea. Vialli was on Juventus. I was flying Juventus at the time. It's like, why is, what's happening here? And then Hullet and Zola and Desailly and Boeuf. I mean, like you said, we've sort of seen the transition from this solid club to this sort of
super
mega
club. Yeah.
And it's just been interesting. All the games against Barcelona, I mean, all those Champions League battles were amazing.
Always entertaining. Always.
Just, I mean, the, what was his name?
D'Onio
and fouled Messi in the corner, got the red card.
Then, yeah.
The Ronaldinho toe poke after like the field of all mud at Stamford Bridge that game,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know, in the battles against Manchester United, obviously the Champions League one, that was a weird game. But anyway, I won't go too much into that. But you know, Dennis Wise, I mean, just some great players have played for the team. So, favorite players, let's knock that out real quick. If you had to pick like one Chelsea player
Frank
in the top.
Frank Lampard,
we've already.
Didier Drogba.
Yeah. Brandon?
You'd have to go with Drogba, or I like Michael Ballack, because I was a midfielder playing in high school. Seeing him play, he played that role so well at Chelsea. He fit in really well to the squad. He went from that attacking midfield to actually a holding midfield. He was just a solid, he was one of our stronger players.
Essien, we talked about Essien earlier. Yes. He was a real Essien, Makélélé.
Yeah.
I mean, just they've
Hernan
Crespo, Johnson, Damien Duff. I mean, they've had so many great players. You know, the Joe Cole experiment.
Well, he tried. You have to look at the Chelsea from when Abramovich came in. Mourinho and everything built a great squad. It lasted a decade, if you think about it.
Right.
And that decade of Chelsea, I mean, Man United, they were up there. But I don't think, in the long run, had as many big names as Chelsea would have, as Chelsea did. Think of, they had Ronaldo, they had Rooney. Everyone else just kind of...
I mean,
they didn't.
Roy Keane, Ruben Nistelrooy, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Overall,
Beckham,
though, but,
okay.
But in 10 years, I mean, over 10 years, they didn't. They're just they didn't last as long as. I mean, they were longer
mm-hmm.
before, but they didn't.
The core.
I don't think they could stay
right.
as long as Chelsea. I mean, Chelsea for 10 years.
Yep.
Yeah, that team run itself.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't. Honestly, once Mourinho left the first time, a manager at Chelsea really didn't have to do a whole lot.
Yeah.
Until you got...
Well, look at Avram Grant. He bought that team. I mean, it proved. He brought that team to the Champions League final at Moscow.
And Di Matteo won it.
Yeah.
Yes.
We were talking during the West Ham game about, you know, Manchester United's in transition, Chelsea's in transition, and you made an interesting point about how, you know, Chelsea, you know, you're enjoying this period as opposed to feeling entitled. Is that fair to say?
Right.
Yeah, why don't you talk about that real quick?
Right. Well, I don't think any football fan should feel that you should win something all the time. And I feel very honoured and privileged to have lived during a time where I got to see Didier Drogba, Frank Lampard, Ashley Cole, John Terry, Petr Cech. They were the best that ever Chelsea ever had. And I saw them win everything there was to win, and I feel honoured. And you know, and if they don't win anything for the next few years, I'm totally happy to have seen it.
They've had a good run. That's the best way to look at it.
And we've won everything. Yeah. We've won a lot of trophies. And if we don't win anything for the next few years, I'm totally happy with that. And if I'd rather they, you know, work on building and bringing some new thing and whatever. I don't think there's any God-given right for a team to constantly win something all of the time.
Like, look at David Moyes when they had, they were in, what, fifth place and they were calling for his head. If Chelsea were in fifth place under Mourinho this season, we would have been ecstatic looking in December, seeing we were in fifth place. I don't think other teams, I think, even Real Madrid, expect the greatest. I think every team's going to have a slip. And when you have that slip, it's how you handle it. And I think the Chelsea fans have handled it very well compared to the other teams.
And when you think back in the 80s, you know, Chelsea had the biggest away support in the country, and we were shit. We had more people travel away than we did at home, probably because of hooliganism. I mean, they used to phone up and say, you know, there's 6,000, 8,000 Chelsea fans coming to your ground this week. People would say, what? But there was. I mean, we were right up there with Man United in Liverpool. We had the biggest away support, and we had a lot of fans, and they came every week.
Very good. Let's end on that. I that's a great perspective. You know, I'm sort of going through that with Manchester United. These sort of entitled, I deserve it, or Manchester United deserves it, and it's a great perspective to end on. So again, Brendan and Brenda from Atlanta Blues. Again, check the website, theatlantablues.com. Twitter at ATL Blues, and Facebook, what was it again?
The Atlanta Blues of Chelsea FC, and Instagram is Atlanta Blues.
Perfect. All right, well, thanks again for joining me, and we'll talk soon.
You're so welcome.
Okay. Thanks for listening to the Soccer Nomad podcast. Let me know what you think by commenting on the Podomatic page or giving the show a review and rating on iTunes. And help me spread the word by sharing this podcast with a fellow soccer fan. You can follow me on Twitter at AustinLong1974, and please visit my blog, soccernomad.wordpress.com, for posts on kits, memories, and more. Thanks again.